Welcome to Night Lights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to music for the holiday season. It's the night before Christmas, coming up on this edition of Night Lights. Joe Pass doing his arrangement of both Angels We Have Heard on High and Joy to the World. Joe Pass on guitar, John Pisano on rhythm guitar, Jim Huggart on acoustic bass, and Colin Bailey on drums from Pass's album Six String Santa, recorded in 1992 and released on a Laserlight CD. Very late period Joe Pass there. That's one of the last albums he recorded before dying in early 1994. We're playing holiday music on this edition of Nightlights, and we'll be hearing a bebop set featuring Babs Gonzalez, Fats Navarro, and Charlie Parker, as well as music from Duke Pearson, Dexter Gordon, Frank Sinatra, and Donald Byrd. The first half of the show is going to be a little more on the Christmas partying side, and we'll get a little more spiritual in the second half of the program. The holiday jazz tradition extends all the way back to the 1930s, and there are even a few recordings from the 1920s invoking Yuletide celebrations. Probably the most famous convergence of all, however, is Vince Guaraldi's soundtrack for the 1965 Peanuts Christmas special, and we'll hear a track from that as well. In this first set, we'll have tenor saxophonist Gene Ammons blowing a Christmas medley recorded for Chess Records in 1948, and another offering from Chess Records, pianist Ramsey Lewis's recording of Charles Brown's holiday hit, Merry Christmas Baby. We're going to start off with a 1955 Decca single from Louis Armstrong, a song co-written by Raymond Scott and Mitchell Parrish, the man who put lyrics to Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust. Here's Louis Armstrong and the Benny Carter Orchestra with Christmas Night in Harlem on Nightlights.
Every gal strutting with her bow through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go. It's Christmas night in Harlem. People are feeling mighty good in that good old neighborhood. Yeah, it now be it understood. Christmas night in Harlem. Oh, everyone is gonna sit up until after three. Everyone, we be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Oh, come on now, every Jane and Joe, greet your sweet neat the mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey-ho. Christmas night in Harlem. Gonna sit up until after three. Everyone be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Come on now, every Jane and Joe, greet your sweet niece the mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey-ho. Christmas night in Harlem. All the to it. Oh, what a night in Harlem. Oh, well, come on now, every Jane and Joe. I greet your sweet neat the mistletoe. With a kiss and a go, go, go. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Ramsey Lewis Trio doing Merry Christmas Baby, written by Johnny Moore. It was a big hit for Charles Brown back in the late 1940s. Lewis on piano there, accompanied by Eldie Young on bass and Isaac Holt on drums, from the Chess album The Sound of Christmas. Before that, we heard Gene Ammons, a 1948 recording, doing Swingin' for Christmas, and we started off with Louis Armstrong doing Christmas Night in Harlem, backed by Benny Carter's big band, both of those coming off GRP's A Traditional Jazz Christmas. Next up, we have a bebop Christmas set. We'll hear Tad Dameron's Bebop Carol, performed by a group led by trumpeter Fats Navarro, Bebop Carol based on a tune that some listeners might recognize, as well as Charlie Parker's 1948 Christmas Eve broadcast from the Royal Roost, with Bird doing, upon request, White Christmas. First, here's hipster vocalist Babs Gonzalez with his epic 1955 recording, Bebop Santa Claus, on Nightlights.
"'Twas the black before Christmas, and all through the dawn, the scene was deserted but for old pops and mom. There they sat hung in their big easy chair, goofed on eggnog, sherry, and beer. Sis and little Junior lie snoozing in bed, while visions of Cadillacs dance in their heads. Moms jumped up and said, Pops, let's quit it to bed. We can't let Santa dig us with our eyes all red. Then out on the stoop, ooh-wee, such a clatter. Pops split to the porthole to see what was the matter. His heart did the jumps and he fell straight back when his glimmers fell on a red Cadillac. Stashed in front was a cat cool as any, with a red beaver hat and a red cashmere Benny. His ground pads were suede shoes, and his red tweed vine cost heavy dues. He wore a red-on-red shirt and a white mink tie, some crazy rim glasses that covered one eye. Old Pop's peepers grew large, round, and white as he dug this crazy vista on Christmas Eve night. The cat leaped from his short, and he laid down his sack. He began wailing like mad, the cool Applejack. Then up to the rooftops the cat-like flew, and the cat in red followed on through. Pops was wigged behind this crazy scene, and before he was straight, down came the cat right through the chimney grate. A bag of jive he had on his back as he stood digging Pops, who was blowing his stack. His eyeballs were hid by some cold black shades. When Pops dug this action, he knew this cat was made. A king-sized cigarette hung from his chops as he eased up close and sounded on Pops. I'm the Bebop Santa from the cool North Pole, and I've been down since the days of old. I'm known all over from here to eternity, and a stud's mighty square if he don't dig me. So cast thy peepers into my righteous bag and see what insane object I shall lay on thee. Here's a record by Dez, cut when he was 2, a real boss arrangement of Ooyaku. For moms, a mink outfit, Chanel number 5, and for you little kiddies, my new book on jive. So that's it, Pops, Santa did shout. Then he buttoned his cashmere and quickly cut out. Poor Pops was wigging and he was out of his head to dig this wild character who wore all the red. He ran to the table to cop him a drink to quiet his nerves and to help him to think. Just then from below he heard a voice shout, have a crazy cool Christmas, but don't get knocked out.
Thank you. You know, somebody called a little while ago when they called at the studio and they said, I wonder if you could get Bird to do something on Christmas. Well, it's fitting. This is Christmas morning, and the Bird's got a little arrangement, a little surprise for you on White Christmas.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker doing White Christmas from December 25th, 1948. Complete live performances on Savoy, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Max Roach on drums, Al Haig on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, Bird on alto sax, and DJ Symphony Sid Torin doing the little introduction there. Before that, we heard Fats Navarro doing Tad Dameron's A Bebop Carol based on Mean to Me. Navarro backed up there by Ernie Henry on alto sax, Tad Dameron on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. And we started off with Babs Gonzalez doing Bebop Santa Claus from Hipster's Holiday. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to The Night Before Christmas on Nightlights. We're playing holiday music on this The Night Before Christmas edition of Nightlights. In this next set, we'll hear a performance from Vince Guaraldi's soundtrack for the Christmas Peanuts TV special, which made its broadcast debut on December 9th, 1965. We'll also hear a couple of recordings related to pianist Duke Pearson, his composition Cristo Redentor, which is Portuguese for Christ the Redeemer, and which Pearson said was inspired by seeing a huge white statue of Christ as he came into Rio with singer Nancy Wilson on a 1961 South American tour. We'll hear Donald Byrd's performance of that composition along with Duke Pearson doing an old-fashioned Christmas. First, here's Dinah Washington doing Silent Night on Nightlights.
Silent Night. Savior is born. Christ, Thank you.
Duke Pearson doing an old-fashioned Christmas with Bob Cranshaw on bass, Mickey Roker on drums, recorded in 1969. An outtake from Merry Old Soul came out not too long ago on a Mosaic collection of Duke Pearson's recordings. We also heard trumpeter Donald Byrd doing Duke Pearson's Cristo Redentor from the 1963 album A New Perspective, backed by Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Donald Best on vibes, Herbie Hancock on piano, Butch Warren on bass, Lex Humphries on drums, the voices directed by Coleridge Perkinson. We heard Vince Guaraldi doing What Child Is This from A Charlie Brown Christmas, Guaraldi on piano, Monty Budwig on bass, and Colin Bailey on drums. And we start off with Dinah Washington doing Silent Night in 1953 from the CD What a Wonderful Christmas. We've got Frank Sinatra and Dexter Gordon coming up in this last set, and also music from the modern-day Michigan organ trio Organissimo, which runs what I think is the best jazz internet discussion board around when it comes to 1945 to 1990-era jazz. They've posted some free holiday music for listeners to download off their website, www.organissimo.org. That's where this track came from. Organist Jim Alfredson, guitarist Joe Gloss, and drummer Randy Marsh doing Thad Jones' A Child Is Born on Nightlights.
Thank you. from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear
Mm-hmm.
Tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon doing the Christmas song from his 1970 LP The Panther, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Larry Ridley on bass, Alan Dawson on drums. We also heard Frank Sinatra doing It Came Upon a Midnight Clear from A Jolly Christmas, and the organ trio Organissimo doing A Child is Born, Jim Alfredson on organ, Joe Gloss on guitar, and Randy Marsh on drums. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you happy holidays and good listening for the week ahead.